So here I am. This is midnight 35 in the morning of, May 13th, 2014. I'm Michael Prince, and I am doing an audio blog because I'm pretty confident that I'm not going to be able to write as often as I will be able to record a little something to say on my blog. So this may just be on the website. It may end up on a podcast on iTunes for people who ever care to listen to. But my plan is to kind of talk about the itinerating trail as a missionary with the Assemblies of God U.S. missions and family stuff as a dad of three, soon to be four. I'll probably talk some about home birth and my wife and I doing an unassisted home birth at home. Oh, home birth at home, of course, with our new baby coming in as little as a week and as much as long as a month or more. So she's due in about a month, so he could be here anytime, really. She could barge in right now and say, hey, it's baby time. But our plan is to have a baby at home when it's time. So I'll talk about any number of things. I want to talk right now about something I'm excited about, though. I am doing a coloring book for our ministry. And our ministry is a ministry to families. And if you're listening to this, you know all about it because I assume you know me. So you've heard something else I've done or whatever. But we're doing a coloring book that we're going to take with us everywhere we go and give away to people and as well as sell from our table when we're at places that we can do that. But the plan is to sell it to help make a little bit more money for our travels and things, to pay for gas and food, to feed our family, because we're taking everybody everywhere we go as often as we can. And this coloring book is exciting to me because it's going to be a few pages of examples of families living the life of a four-point family. And it'll have little things here and there with kids being influenced by their parents and doing stuff like that. It's going to have some information in it, of course, about the ministry. But what I'm really excited about is a friend of mine who is just an amazing artist and a very talented guy is going to be doing the artwork for us, and I'm super excited for how it's going to look. He hasn't even started because I'm still brainstorming ideas with my wife, but he's going to have this art that I know is just going to be phenomenal. So I just have to get the setup and print work done in a way that is sufficient to live up to the quality of artwork it's going to have. So I'm real excited about this. I'm featuring four children in it, and each child is going to tell two stories or two times that their family is able to be together to do something where their parents influence them, and the kids are going to talk about how they enjoy it. And the way this idea for this coloring book came about wasn't just we need something to make money, but my wife and I were talking about what we can offer families even before we're, you know, even before we're a fully funded missions ministry. What can we offer families that will benefit them right then and there, maybe help them? And something we thought of was a coloring book, because we take our kids to church with us and they sit in service with us almost every Sunday. We like for them to go to their Royal Ranger class on Wednesdays. It's a smaller group, split up a little better, and they sit down and enjoy that a lot more than they do the bigger service like kids church or even the nursery time kind of thing. So we enjoy them doing that, but we're excited because this coloring book thing is something we thought would be really neat if we had to give to families and say, hey, you know, if your kid's sitting with you, this is something they can color and do, because we've had our kids listen to the sermon while they're coloring or drawing and ask us questions later that we didn't even know they were listening, but they sure were. So that kind of opportunity for parents, and it'll have our contact info on it, so obviously it's going to serve a purpose for us as well, even beyond if it makes any money. And, you know, in training, they told us street secretaries right and people at church is right. And so, you know, we're going to roll into those places with something to leave behind that is fun and for the kids. I say for the kids, but we even like to color sometimes ourselves. So I'm just excited about it. I think it's going to be a really neat thing. Also excited because this weekend we're doing our first like local home fundraiser. We're getting some of the individuals who we love and we know love us and want to support us. We're trying to give them opportunity to do that in this one big setting. And the reason we're doing it this way is for a couple reasons, actually. First of all, the community we're in, this is how it's done. There's so many nonprofits and ministries and missionaries and that kind of thing in this area and churches that we've kind of noticed over time how they do things. And what they do is they throw a shindig and they tell everybody, hey, thank you for coming. Obviously, you even just being here is an amazing thing. We'd love for you to give to our ministry right now. Here's buckets on the table or leave a check or whatever. But most of all, we'd love for you to give to us over time. And they do that everywhere we go. We go to a banquet every year for a pregnancy clinic in town that does that. And it's always highly successful. And people know that and they respond to that in our community. So we're doing it. And we're doing a coffee tasting and live coffee roasting at a local coffee shop here who we're friends with the owners. And they're doing it for us at cost, which is under $100 to do the whole event. So we've added some things because we're getting some brochures printed and some cards printed and stuff like that. But just the cost at the coffee shop is, you know, it's exciting because it's only, you know, it's under $100, and they know it's a fundraiser, so they're excited. We're just a small amount of people. We're inviting 20 or 30 people to come. I've invited a whole lot more than that, but we expect 20 to 30 people to be there. And they're going to watch this guy roast coffee right there in front of them. It's a 20-minute process. They'll get to smell it and watch how it's done and learn facts about how coffee is roasted and how it works. And then everybody's going to leave with a quarter pound of coffee to take coffee beans to take home with them. And we've got some young people who were in our ministry when we were youth pastors who are going to put together some music for us and do some songs. And then I'm going to share what our ministry is all about and just talk about how we do things, what our goal is, and how they can be a part of it, how they can partner with us and minister alongside us just by their financial giving. So I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be fun. I'm even getting excited about it even more just talking about it. I think it's going to be fun, and I think it's going to be a really neat way to kind of hit a whole bunch of people at once with what we're doing and how they can help us, because there's people that have told us they want to support us and help us out, but it hasn't happened yet. And I know some of them are just waiting to be asked, and so this is going to be my ask. And the other reason we wanted to do it, I kind of got off that, but the other reason we wanted to do it this way is because I don't want my family and my friends, every time we're around each other, to think I'm going to ask them about money. And so I'm going to set a precedent with this to say, listen, if you come to one of these events, I'm going to, because we'll do more of these, if you come to an event like this, this is where I'm going to have this conversation with you about finances in our ministry, because I know you love us and want to help us out, and we want you to, but I also don't want every time we get together to be tainted with this attitude that, oh man, here come the Prince family, I hope they don't mention finances. So we're doing this to kind of put it out there for people. This is how this is going to happen. If we're asking you for money, it's going to be at one of these events. And then whenever we're together any other time, no, we're just with you because we love you. We want to be with you. And so that's why we're doing it. And if somebody else wants to talk about finances outside of that, then they can. But otherwise, this is our plan. And my wife and I spent a lot of time talking and praying about how it would work in our community, as well as with our family and friends and the people we know. And we really felt strongly that this is what's going to work. So I'm real excited to do it. And it's this Saturday, May 17th at 8 p.m. We're going to spend an hour and a half or so just having a good time with coffee and music and Four Point Families. So I'm excited about that. Excited about the coloring book. Excited about the event. Excited to start booking some churches. Once this baby comes, I can book some more churches and I can get out there and do more stuff, I guess. But I've been trying to meet with folks locally and just start, you know, putting bugs in ears about what we're doing. And trying to get churches here locally to catch on to what we're up to. I've got actually some info out to the radio station in town about what we're doing, and hoping to get some traction on that and some churches here and what we're up to and want to be a part of it. So pray for us as we do that, and thanks for, if anybody's listening to this, thanks for listening. That's what we're up to. I may get into some deeper stuff someday. I have a lot of opinions. I may share all that stuff on my audio journal or audio blog one of these days, but this is an update for you at kmichaelprince.com. All our 4-point family stuff is at 4pointfamilies.com. You can go there for that. There's a podcast there that we do, and my wife does it when she can. She'll be back at it more once she's kind of into the groove with new baby, but we're doing that. I'm trying to do it twice a month. Sometimes it ends up being two quick episodes at the end of a month, but I'm trying to get into a month so that we can keep encouraging parents and helping them know what it takes to be the number one influence in the lives of their kids. But God bless you guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.